Talk Live. Launching in Hour 3, you bring up anything, just dial in 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls, we go to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve? NSC. Steve, go once. You're there. Go ahead.
Ian, Dale, and Mark, how are you?
Super, good. Steve. What's on your mind?
So sidebar, lectures, we can use electronics because I used to go to the lectures, and if I'm going to take notes, I just do bullet points. I put a digital recorder right down on front row, even on the professor's desk, and just record everything. Then I can take my time and go back through it and then take the notes I need to take. So I'm not frantically taking notes. I can just kick back. I can just write down bullet points because what we're talking about is we want these people who are going through these boring lectures to be successful. So, I mean, that's one way to do it.
That's a good idea. Yeah, bring a digital recorder or something like that to help you out if you've got to deal with that crap.
Yeah, especially when I was in anthropology. I made an A, and I do not like cultural anthropology. But anyway, my point being, the reason I called is about networking. I mean, right now, you guys are the beacon of the Free State Project. And my thought is, you know, just for some reason, I thought of Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. So we have people who are going to stay in the other 49 states.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be advocates for the Free State Project. And these people who are disgruntled, they may have, you know, some sort of local meetings and hand out flyers during protests or whatever, Tea Party, so on and so forth. And you know, get these people interested, and also, if they need somebody local to talk to, we can talk to them and say, you know what, if this is what you want to do, then move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Live free.
Is that something you want to do, Steve?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that, and not only me, but I thought maybe, you know, especially when we were talking to Ziggy across the pond, I was like, you know, he's restricted at that point, but what he can do is be an advocate for the Free State Project. And, you know, he can find these people who are like, I'm fed up, so on and so forth. Well, if you want to make a difference, then here. You might want to consider doing this.
Well, it's actually already happening. But for our listeners that don't know, the Free State Project is a movement that is designed to draw as many liberty-loving individuals all to the same geographic landmass as possible. That would be New Hampshire. That was the state that was chosen. And it's already happening. Hundreds of people have moved at this point. Those of us who are on the show here tonight, we're all Free Staters. We moved here within the last few years to achieve more liberty in our lifetimes. But before we came here, that was one of the things I was doing down in Florida, was actively promoting the Free State Project. And if you are a Free Stater, and if you're a Free Stater, if you're a participant in the Free State Project or a friend of the Free State Project, then you can absolutely organize what they call a local group. You can go to freestateproject.org, and you can get in touch with the local group's coordinator, and they'll get you some names and information if you're interested of the existing Free Staters that might already live in the county in which you live or the surrounding areas. And then you can call those people up, and you can all get together and figure out how you can reach out to people that might be of like mindset and bring them on board with this idea. So that already does exist.
Where is that information available?
Somewhere at freestateproject.org. I don't know exactly where it is. There's a list of email contacts on there, and the person you probably want to talk to is the membership coordinator, I think.
That's Seth Hippel.
Yeah. But, I mean, the email address is at membership@freestateproject.org, perhaps, I'm guessing. Maybe members@freestateproject.org. But go to the website, poke around, and you'll find it. Just look for the local groups. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, I just thought that, you know, you need to have some people in the 49 states in the trenches, you know, promoting this and moving people to the railroad, you know, as the Harriet Tubman similarity, to get these people there. And these people stay behind, and they continue to disseminate the information and get it promoted and get these people there and turn the politics around and, you know, with the public disobedience and get this thing changed and get it moving. Because, you know, you guys were talking about earlier this week, 19 people came and they protested in front of the courthouse, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if I'm driving by, 19 people just seem to me to be, you know, just a few radicals. But, you know, if you get 100 or more,
It is moving.
Yeah, it's not that far off.
I'm watching it just in the, I've been in Keene just the last few months. It just seems like it's snowballed. And it already seems to be happening again with Sam's incident and everything.
Thank you for the call tonight. That was one of those trailing off incidents I was telling you about.
My air ran out.
Thank you, by the way, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I agree with him. I think 19 people is still quite a bit. You find a Liberty activity where 19 people are, it's a big one. And especially at courthouse in Keene, you're like right on the street. We're not talking about some courthouse that's set back, hundreds of yards away from the street.
The 19 people was out in Westmoreland, out at the jail, which is out in the middle of nowhere. We actually had about 50 people when we had the candlelight vigil in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers continue to grow, and he's right. I mean, if you just see a handful of people on the side of the road, well, no big deal. But when there are 50 to 100 people gathered together for the same purpose, that's pretty persuasive.
And 19 people at the jail cost them to lock down because they didn't.
That's true.
The impact we were having on the prisoners. They're raising the morale of the prisoners. Yeah. Lock down the prison.
Well, that's actually kind of a bummer, though, right, that they're locking the prisoners down because – we don't want to cause that necessarily.
No,
right?
I definitely don't. I just think it's just kind of funny to me that they react so dramatically to some protesters walking around the building outside. Yeah.
I wonder how you lock down a county jail in the same way.
Like, they didn't lock everybody down.
You can lock down sentenced criminals because you can threaten them with more of their sentence that they will have to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Unsentenced criminals, really all you can do is beat them up or put them in solitary.
Well, my understanding is they moved the prisoners around so that they couldn't be watching us through the windows and things like that. They moved into there's some center area, which is normally, I don't think they normally have access to that area all the time. They're more in certain secured areas, and they moved them to the center, away from windows and things like that. I don't remember the details.
Yeah, so. I don't know for sure exactly how it works, but I do know that when we were walking around the jail, the protesters were walking around the jail, there were some windows that there's a certain set of windows that Sam, our friend who's currently in jail, told us that he could see out of if he was out and about. And he was not there because we heard him banging on the window a few days earlier. But today, at the most recent time, nobody was banging on the window. So they'd locked those particular prisoners down because when you went on the other side of the building, there were other prisoners that were waving and just a peace symbol and that sort of thing. Thumbs up. So they didn't lock all of the prisoners down, just the ones that I guess were in Sam's area or something like that. I don't know. And you ask how they do it, Mark? I guess they probably just order them in their cells.
Yeah, I would threaten to kick their butts or, whatever it is they do.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Alex in Virginia. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. I had a couple comments that I was going to bring up. One was about the FEMA camp. I heard on the Alex Jones show that they're going to bring out like a drill on June 27th or something.
They're going to bring a drill. Where are they bringing the drill?
No, I mean, it's going to be like all over pretty much the U.S.
What does that mean? What does it mean they're going to bring a drill all over the U.S.?
I mean, they're going to pretty much have drill exercises like they had in the past.
Like what kind of drills? Are you talking about military members drilling?
I think
they're
going to have, and that's what I heard, was they're going to have military drills, and there's going to be also militaries from Canada and maybe other areas. They're going to have maybe gun confiscation drills or something like that.
Of all, don't take everything you hear on the radio as the word's truth because it's just somebody on the radio talking. I don't know where the information was coming from, Alex. I'm not sure where the source is, but I would say it's questionable. I mean, yes, there have been instances of the military running drills, and it's certainly, I think, abhorrent and should be something that's pointed out if it actually occurs. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Mark's got some questions for you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and whether you're telling the truth or not, we don't know. We'll just talk to you about it. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 800-493-7712. That's 1-800-493-7712 for Termco Life Insurance Agency.
If you have a family, you need to have some level of life insurance.
All right.
Call.
So we continue here. We would have brought Alex back, but he dropped off the line. Alex was calling to explain to us in confusing terms what he believed was going to happen in the late portion of June. He believes there is going to be some sort of military action here in the United States involving potentially military members from outside of the United States, as in the Canadian military, running some sort of operations, rounding people up, putting them into the FEMA camps or something like that. Mark, you wanted to comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, this same thing, the same rumor has been circulating for decades. Okay, the conspiracy theorists, and they certainly have gotten a surge recently. There's more of them now than there were with the 9/11 thing, and they're getting people on board. They're recruiting well, but this same rumor has come and gone so many times, it's ridiculous. And this is the kind of evil crackpottery that it doesn't serve anyone. It's only detrimental. And I wanted to talk to Alex about was this. You'd think this was the first book I ever read. Mistakes were made, but not by me, because it's been life changing for me. It's a great book, and in it they told a story about a cult group that was led by this woman who said that cult members that whatever, the spaceship was coming to get them, Jesus was coming back that day, only they would be the ones taken, give away all your stuff, all your earthly possessions, come and meet in my yard. Now, her husband wasn't on board, he thought she was nuts, and he went to sleep, but they were all in the yard waiting for Yahweh or E.T. or whatever they were waiting on, right? And
whisk them away.
The time came, and it went, and hours later, they assumed that maybe the aliens were working on Pacific time instead of Eastern time or whatever. Hours and hours later, they finally figured out that they weren't coming. So,
wow.
What do you think happened?
Some people decided that she was a false prophet and went about their own way?
Not a one of them.
No?
Not a single one of
they
them.
They were so drunk with Kool-Aid?
The more you get on board with one of these things, the more you emotionally invest or even physically invest, and they give away their houses, their property, their cars, their clothes, everything.
She couldn't be wrong, right?
They That's couldn't the have mentality? Made a mistake like that. They couldn't be so foolish.
So gullible as to have followed somebody like
right.
that.
Right. The cognitive dissonance, and that's what that experience is. How could I be so foolish? How could I be so stupid? Leads to some level of justification in their mind where they say, well, this has to... Now, if Alex Jones said this, and I don't know, I don't listen to Alex Jones' show, I just don't have the time during the day. I'm working. If Alex Jones said that on June the 27th, the UN forces will sweep in and they'll have Chinese troops in the street confiscating your weapons and taking your children off to FEMA camps, if that doesn't happen, I want you to ask yourself, stop and ask yourself, what does that mean about whomever told you that? And I don't know if Alex Jones said it or what.
Yeah,
it means they're wrong, okay? That they're spreading fear, whether they believe it or not, and likely they do. It's just foolishness.
I think Alex might be onto something. I don't trust those Canadians with their beady little eyes and their flapping heads so full of lies. They could be coming down here to get us.
Seriously, though, the truth is there have been military operations that have happened within the United States, and that's a scary situation.
But the picture that was just painted here on the air
was a mass scale,
right?
Kind
it was something entirely
rounding people
different.
Up.
Believe me, if you're going to be taken to a FEMA camp, and like I know the FEMA's making camps, certainly the contracts are out there, but likely they're not for rounding people up and putting Americans, patriots in them or whatever. If you're going to be put in a FEMA camp, you're going to be put in by an American, okay?
Yeah.
They're not going to bring Chinese troops here. They don't need to do it. An American soldier, if given an order, is likely going to put a bullet in your head.
I'm sorry to say,
that's just the way it is.
This is a suspected terrorist. Lock him up.
Right. Before they ever go in, the police will be saying, we're going to apprehend a terrorist, a domestic terrorist who could be armed, could be dangerous. If he gives one, false move, you need to take him down.
Right.
And that's what scares me, is their definition of terrorist is getting really, really pretty broad.
Right. So this, you know, I'm sorry. It seems so silly to me, these stories. They have all the time that we're told that the foreign troops are coming in.
Yeah.
They fill up the FEMA camps. The FEMA camps, I'm not saying that there haven't been contracts for them, but everything I see online is not a FEMA camp.
Yeah.
Okay?
It is certainly possible that these camps could be utilized in the future to put innocent people in. I mean, they could round up
all the
Muslims.
Prisons are being done that now. Done that way now.
They could round up Muslims. They could round up immigrants. They could round up anybody they want to. They've done it before, so it would be ignorant to say, "Well, that's just not going to happen." But at the same time, it's also, we get back to this defeatist mentality that we were talking about in the first hour. I think it was the first hour of the show with the conspiracy crowd, to where if you believe what it was that guy was saying. If you believe that sometime this summer they're going to start rounding people up and that foreign troops are going to be in the streets, what do you do about that? I mean, if you believe that to be true, what do you do about it? You think calling talk shows is going to stop
it? Fear.
Right. Because then you are in a position in your mind where it's just inevitable. It's a matter of time before they come for me. And then what do? You stock up on food? Well, that's not going to help you. If they're rounding people up door to door, they're going to come in your house and they're going to find you hiding in your basement. So you're going to get some ammo and you're going to start shooting when they come to get you? Well, you could try that. And maybe
you'll end up like that guy in, what was it, Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago who, you know, shot the cops that came after him.
What happened to him?
Well, we read the story on the air.
I don't remember.
He was locked up.
Okay. So they got him.
Yeah, of course they got him.
He's lucky he lived through it. He's lucky
he's being painted as a guy, dangerous man and all that other stuff. He's probably put if he was, you know, a liberty-loving individual, he's likely put the movement back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't done anything.
I was going to say, like Ian said, I'm surprised he survived long enough to make it to prison.
So what do you do? If you believe that everything is going to hell in the middle of the summer, and one day in the middle of the summer that it's all going to come to an end when everybody starts getting rounded up, what do you do about that? 1-800-259-9231. And don't tell me I'm going to call a bunch of talk shows and let everybody know. Because if you let everybody know about it, first of all, most people aren't going to believe you. I sure don't. But if they did believe you, I'm sorry, I'm disconnected from what would possibly be the result of all of it, promoting that idea. Can you help me with this? 1-800-259-9231. Am I missing something here? Seems like more of the conspiracy crowd's defeatism. There's nothing we can do. They're going to round us all up and exterminate the population.
Now, I know that there's a seed of truth in this. In fact, there is a terrorist prevention thing going on that the Department of Homeland Security or whatever is holding between the 27th and the 31st of July. Uh-huh. But, you know, they're not taking anyone to FEMA camps.
More coming up. Free Talk Live. Not yet.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So we were talking with a gentleman a few moments ago who started painting a very scary picture. Alex in Virginia was saying he heard on another radio show that sometime this summer, the federal government combined with the Canadian military was going to start rounding people up and putting them into internment camps. And so then, Mark, you apparently were sent something, and I was sent something as well from Bile, blogofbile.com, talking about this national-level exercise 2009, suggesting that this is perhaps what the caller earlier was talking about. We couldn't find out for sure because he hung up. But it says here on the FEMA website that the national-level exercise 2009 is scheduled for July 27th, so not June. I thought he said June. But
we have an extra month.
Yeah. It says that they'll be the first major exercise conducted by the U.S. government that will focus exclusively on terrorism prevention and protection as opposed to incident response and recovery. And so then they go on to blather on about all of the things that they're going to do. And they basically, essentially, they simulate terrorist attacks, and they try to respond in the way that they think they would respond.
And as we've said, they've done things like this in the past.
There was a national-level exercise 2008. I Googled it. It did happen, and I don't recall any reports of people going missing in mass occurrences back then.
But you see the media's in on it.
Oh, right. But
see, that's where this rabbit hole goes, is, you know, you get this paranoia that you're not being told even what the truth is, and you're probably not being told what the truth is, but come on, really? people are going missing in the United States, you know, by the hundreds. They're being swept up and put into camps that we, you know, can't identify, can't find.
Well, don't you think that if they're going to sweep somebody up and put them into a camp, there'd be, a reason for it, like targeting dissidents? And
don't you think their family would make some noise?
Yeah, somebody's
going to
make noise.
If they did this in 08, why didn't they have, why didn't their families make some noise?
The way they'll do it is they'll hide people in plain sight. They'll just come up. They'll just legitimize what they're doing. That's how they get away with everything is they just.
Wait, who will legitimize what
they're doing? I'm sorry. If the government starts locking people up in droves, it'll be because they'll be painted as terrorists and
child pornographers, whatever.
So yeah, what you're saying is they won't do it in secret. They'll put out a press release and say, the government rounded up 2,000 suspected terrorists today.
And everyone will cheer them on because they'll be convinced that it was for a good reason and they're keeping us safe and it's absolutely necessary and that's how they'll do it. It won't be like that.
And I'm sure that every person who's for this war on terror, and they are legioned out there, then obviously they want the United States to be safe and all that stuff, cheered last week when they, I believe it was in Great Britain, caught those 9 terrorists. They were swept up by the government. Well, they released them all
before
yesterday because they didn't have a shred of evidence. It was all made up.
That's nice that they released them. They didn't put them in a camp. Right?
Well, it's true, but they'll never. They won't even hear that news. I just said it, and they won't hear what I said.
Yeah.
Because the blinders are on and the earmuffs are over and
the rose-colored glasses.
Can't tell.
If you haven't seen Dale's cartoons yet, head over to anarchyinyourhead.com. And is the rose-colored glass? That's one of more. A couple of them actually. Two of the more recent.
The third
cartoons.
One is tonight when I get back.
Cool. All right, cool.
When I get back and finish it, yeah.
So you can find out about that over at anarchyinyourhead.com. Plus, get some great commentary as well. All right, well, so the paranoia, the paranoia just continues to abound within the conspiracy fringer community. And, of course, they all believe that everything is just, it's unstoppable, that inevitably we're all going to be rounded up, put into camps, gassed, whatever it is that they believe. And if that's what you believe, then I feel kind of sorry for you. Because it's such a defeatist mentality. Who wants to live like that? Why don't you just go ahead and kill yourself? I mean, if you believe they're going to put you in a camp, you might as well put a bullet in your head. Because what do you have to live for? If all you have to live for is just to, to live out the next few months before they come and get you, that's no life.
It that seems
terrible.
Like such a distraction anyway, because the bad things they're doing it right in front of our faces. They're just overt about it now.
Sure, all the tyranny, it's easy to see.
Yeah. And like you said, they don't have to bring in foreign troops to sweep up Americans. They'll pick up the ones that they want to pick up, and they'll pick them up piece by piece, and relatively quickly they'll call them terrorists,
and you won't be able to.
They
do
won't get
about
trials,
it.
And
there'll be a story spun in front of the media, and that'll be, and everyone will buy into it, and it'll just go on.
Speaking of stories, we'll change gears here. CNNMoney.com reporting on strip malls, neighborhood centers, and regional malls. They've been losing stores at the fastest pace in at least a decade as the spending slump forces retailers to trim down to stay afloat. According to a real estate industry report, the consequence for consumers, fewer stores in which to shop and less product choice. In just the first quarter of 2009, these numbers are pretty amazing. In the first quarter of this year, retail tenants at these centers have vacated 8.7 million square feet of commercial space. According to the latest reports from New York-based real estate research firm Rice. Now, that number exceeds the 8.6 million square feet of retail space that was vacated in all of 2008. So, in the first quarter of 2009, 8.7 million square feet of retail space vacated. People going out of business, closing down shop, saying, this is it, we can't take it in this economy anymore, we're done. Compared to last year, through the whole year, where 8.6 million square feet was vacated. So in one quarter, you've had more vacation, more businesses quitting and throwing in the towel and closing down shop in these strip malls. And they're saying strip malls, neighborhood centers, and regional malls. In these shopping areas, more have closed within this first quarter of this year than all of last year combined. That's pretty big. That number actually, Rice's report shows that the store vacancy rates at malls rose 9.5% in the first quarter, outpacing the 8.9% vacancy rate registered in all of 2008, marking the largest single quarter jump in vacancy since Rice began publishing quarterly figures in 1999.
Jeez.
And there's a little teeny little mall thing here in Keene where we do the show from here in New Hampshire. And, of course, New Hampshire is known as one of the better economies in the Northeast. But even there, you can see the vacancies. I mean,
I haven't been through there recently. Are you talking about the center in Keene? I'm sorry, I was thinking of
The Colony Mills. The teeny little teeny mall.
Right. Yes.
I say it qualifies as a mall because it has a food court and public bathrooms.
I concur.
But some would disagree. Some would say it's too small to be a mall. But anyway, it is an indoor enclosed shopping center.
It's a mall.
That's air conditioned with a variety of different stores. But you can see the empty stores are pretty obvious there, and it's kind of sad to look at that. And if the trend continues, if they've had that many people close down shop in just this first quarter alone, what's coming next?
Usually these things are, it's almost like a domino effect.
Well, right, because the businesses aren't making the money that they used to. They're not getting their bills paid, so they go out of business.
These are human beings who have basically lost their jobs.
People lose their jobs. Think of the businesses who are getting business from those businesses. They're all services. A lot of them are using services of other businesses and things like that. So
those people get fired from their jobs. Now they've been, I mean, they've probably already been cutting back anyway because it's times are tough out there. And so now they've got no job, and so they got to cut back even further, which means they're not spending in the economy, which affects the businesses that are still existing, meaning it's tougher for them to do business. And so you're right, Dale, it is it's a cause and effect that continues to have more effects down the line. Let's go to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. We've got Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Listen, I don't like that attitude about, you know, put a bullet in your head, you know, you have nothing to live for. Listen, what would have happened to Solzhenitsyn had he taken that advice when Stalin put him in the gulag? I mean, he turned out to be one of the greatest writers, a witness to history.
Oh, I don't think it was advice.
You've got to look at this as an adventure.
We'll bring you back here. Hang on, 800-259-9231. I wasn't suggesting it for most people. I was suggesting it for the people that believe they have nothing to live for, the people that believe that, you know, life as we know it is coming to an end and it's all terrible, the outlook is bleak. If you believe the outlook is bleak, then why continue? More coming up. We'll bring Frank back and take your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's free, so enjoy those on us. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, helping new people discover the ideas of freedom. It is a great program. You get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get more information and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We bring back Frank in New York. Now, Frank, you were saying you were chastising me for suggesting that our paranoid conspiracy caller earlier, the defeatist caller, go ahead and kill himself since he believes that they're going to throw him in a gulag eventually anyway.
Well, not him in particular. It was just it was a general statement to people that believe that they were, you know, that for some reason the government is all powerful and out to get them.
And they very well be right. I mean, he may very well be right. We don't know that. However, where would we be had Solzhenitsyn taken that attitude when Stalin sent him off to the gulag the first time? I mean, one of the greatest writers in history.
Frank, I didn't say that everybody who is tortured and everybody who is put in a gulag by the government should kill themselves. I suggested that the people with the defeatist mindset do it. There are people who went to the gulags that had a positive mindset and ended up walking out alive at the end of it. I'm talking about the people that believe that there is no hope, that everything is terrible in the world, and that we're all coming to a violent, awful end. I just don't understand why they go on living, if that's what they... I mean, is it just so they can enjoy
right now in the world, that seems to be a pretty commonly held belief. It doesn't mean people should actually act upon those thoughts. Goodness, I mean, you should look at this as an existential adventure. I mean, what would have
they
happened
should, yes.
to Bruno Bettelheim had he succumbed, or Elie Wiesel, to the Nazis in the concentration camp? He survived... and gave the world amazing literature and knowledge.
I agree with you, Frank. I agree with you. And I thank you for correcting me on this. And maybe I was being a little too negative. Maybe I should have encouraged him to be positive. But I guess when I hear the incessant defeatism of these the fringers, for lack of a better term, when I hear the incessant defeatism, I just have to wonder why it is they bother continuing, because they don't have the positive view. They don't have the view of I'm going to get through this. They don't have the...
Maybe that will evolve as they experience the, you know, these are very interesting times. I mean, quite frankly, many of these, defeatists that you're talking about are very pragmatic, and they understand what's happening on a very basic level. So in a sense, you know, their life journey to go through this will probably have some effect on them. And it may, you know, they may be the ones changing the system. However, you can't be that nihilistic and that cavalier. You have to have a better attitude, my friends.
Thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think he's right about that.
I think it's good scold.
Yeah, I think he's right about that. I was being mean, but it's just frustrating when I hear that defeatism.
I understand your frustration. Ironically enough, you were trying to encourage the guy to be positive and not be so defeatist, but you know, Frank was right.
Was I? I don't recall trying to encourage
him.
Well,
I think in a way you were. You're saying, why are you being so defeatist? You know, what's the point, you know, of being so defeatist?
It was
so.
Rather tough love and could certainly be misinterpreted, and I think that it's a legit critique.
I guess you're right. It wasn't that I don't remember my exact words, but I guess you're right. My question, as I recall, was, well, if you believe this, then why don't you do this? Not necessarily that you should go and kill yourself. Because I think that, things can work out. I believe that that things are getting better, and that that our situation in life will improve, and that the voluntary society is coming. Because I'm not a defeatist; I'm an eternal optimist. And some people wonder how I can do it.
We just have to make it happen. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Either we're going to make it happen, or we're not going to do what it takes to make it happen. So it's the choice is ours.
Speaking of wanting to kill ourselves, we're going to want to after we talk about Linux.
Well, we have to talk to Steve in Texas first. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Well, I believe that the next 20 years are going to be nothing at all like the past 20 years. And
that's generally a true statement.
What's that?
That statement is generally true throughout history.
Well, there's a really, really good DVD available on the Internet. It's called Crash Course. And I would think that most of your listeners would be receptive to the Austrian message that is given out on this DVD.
I would hope so.
And what's that?
I would hope so, considering we give out Austrian messages all the time on this show.
Have you seen or heard of Crash Course?
I have not. No. Is it brand new?
It's been out for a few months. It's
pretty new.
Very easy to get out on the Pirate Bay, and the guy that created it, he wants it to be spread around. It is the best source of information that I could give to somebody when you try to explain Austrian economics to them, and I'm not a real good teacher of it. This is a very easy to understand, very well put out.
And who's behind the video?
His name is Chris Martinson, and you can also go see it on his website, or you could buy it if you didn't know how to do BitTorrent. But it's
or
very
if you
want to
support the guy that made a good film, you could buy it too, right?
Well, you know, after you see it, you can support him.
Yes.
And there's an option for supporting him after you see it. But I got to say, this DVD, it's fantastic.
And what's it called again? Crash what?
It's called Crash Course.
Crash Course.
Just go to the Pirate Bay, and you'll be able to find it there.
Sounds like a good recommendation.
It's very fast. It's a very fast download. It's as fast as your Internet will support. A lot of seeds on it. And
is it a full-length film, like an hour and a half, 2 hours long? Or
no, actually, it's not really a film. It's set up more as an educational course in chapters, and he says that you don't want to sit through the whole thing all at once.
That's
you know, take it in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's like nothing I've ever seen. It's
awesome.
So good, it will change your worldview.
I thank you for that. We'll look into it, and I thank you for the call tonight, Steve. 800-259-9231. Anything that can easily explain Austrian economics to people, I think, is worth looking into.
Austrian economics is innate. All you have to do is hear it, and you realize that is so. because the crap that they're telling you about economics is intentionally confusing.
All right, so Linux, Mark, what about it?
Well, there's a new version coming out. Is this Ubuntu or something like that?
I was emailed by Zeus, who is one of our very talented voice guys.
Yes, he does associate producer stuff, gives us stories. I mean, he's very 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 connected with the show.
He does and all of the liners for the Liberty Radio Network. So if you've listened at libertyradionetwork.com, you've heard his voice.
He's a Linux Jesuit.
He's one of those growly radio voice guys.
Right. If you think that Apple people are evangelical, you haven't met Linux people.
So, I do all the comics on Linux.
So he is, and so Dale is the one sitting in the room here who is a Linux user. Yes. I have tried Linux a couple of times in the last decade. I tried it once, maybe around 2002, 2003. I tried Red Hat, and it was an awful experience. And then, of course, the Linux guys keep saying, well, it keeps getting better every iteration. You need to try this version, Ubuntu. Okay, fine. I'll try Ubuntu. So I tried that last year. I installed that on my laptop since, there's nothing really important on there. Figured I'd install it there and play around with it because I'm a computer geek like that. I build my own computers from scratch. I can hold my own at least to the lower levels of computing. I don't know all the ins and outs of programming or how the hardware works exactly, but I can do the basic stuff. So I installed the Linux and was using it, and I did manage to actually connect to the internet this time. That was a pretty difficult task in the early part of the decade, and changing the screen resolution, I think I finally figured out how to do that. But what I still haven't figured out yet is why. Like, Zeus is trying to convince me here, here's this great new version of Linux, and you should switch over to it because I don't know why.
I can tell you that when Zeus tells me to do something, I want to do it because the guy is intelligent. He's he well researched. Everything he says is to me seems rings of truth. And when he talks about Linux, I want to be involved, but I just don't want to learn anything new. I mean,
I've been learning Windows for my whole life, and I know it pretty darn well. I don't really. You're right, Mark. I don't really have time to learn everything from scratch. And I understand Linux is more intuitive now than it's ever been.
But why do I want a new OS?
Right,
wrong with my old OS?
That's just it. Yeah, I mean, it's like my coffee tastes fine.
I think you have to have a reason for. Obviously, you have to be upset with your. You have to get frustrated with your current system,
right,
before it makes sense to want to try something new.
And yeah, I don't have those problems. I mean,
when I get frustrated with my system, I give it to Ian to fix. So I don't have an issue. Information on Linux is wasting their time.
Well, part of it for me is I just see Windows, keeps taking up more and more of your system. It gets that bigger and bigger and bigger and doesn't get any better. If anything, it gets buggier oftentimes. And at some point, I just want to scale back and just get back to basics,
So. Yeah, I haven't moved to the Vista thing. I don't plan on doing that. XP's always done me well, and it works for me. So, here come the emails.
It's good enough for me, too. As a matter of fact, Zeus has sent you a bunch of reasons why you're going to want the new book
tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime. Have a great night.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.